Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. With each passing day, as multiple agencies continue their investigation into the scammy and scandalous affairs of ILFS, details are emerging of extensive and across-the-board instances of misreporting, misrepresentation and manipulation of the financial statements, the audited financial statements. What is coming across is a giant case of misrepresentation and certainly of fraudulent misconduct. This misrepresentation and misreporting starts with the basic fact that when the ILFS scam broke out, it was reported that its loans are to the tune of 91,000 crores. The loans are now reported and estimated at 1,36,000 crores. And there is no guarantee that this is the final figure. And don't be surprised if they turn out to be much, much more. Another area where very smartly and deliberately misrepresentation has been done is in the matter of subsidiaries and joint ventures. Subsidiaries and joint ventures were crucial to ILFS because ILFS had a strategy of borrowing and diverting funds through subsidiaries. They used to consciously float subsidiaries, raise loans in the subsidiaries, keep the holding company clean, looking strong and healthy, and that helped them to also manipulate the AAA ratings that they got. The subsidiaries, which were reported to be 169, are already counted at 348, more than double, and even that could go up. Subsidiaries were a very key element in the entire window dressing of the accounts of the ILFS group and the manipulation of the financial statements. But as the debt kept ballooning and kept growing bigger and bigger, a point came where they could not conceal it anymore. In March 2017, ILFS disclosed a profit of 142 crores, and thereafter the train of debt gained huge momentum. And on 31st March 2018, for that financial year, the losses got disclosed at 1,887 crores. So a meager profit of 142 crores in March 2017 became a huge loss of 1,887 crores in March 2018. The fact is that the financial statements of ILFS and its subsidiaries were completely doctored. As the investigations by agencies like SFIO, RBI, etc. continued, much more disturbing facts are spilling out in the open. What is being revealed, of course, now is not even the reality because the investigations are not yet complete and we do not know where the ball will stop in terms of the manipulation, misreporting and misrepresentation done consciously by the management of ILFS and overlooked by its independent and shareholder directors. These financial statements now attract a lot of allegations which could be correct. We do not know yet. As I said, the investigation is not over. But one revelation is that ILFS underreported its loans by 29,000 crores. We are not surprised. But strangely, another report says that ILFS underreported its assets by 50,000 crores. That's a little too strange, and probably both these reports are preliminary ones which are not final ones because the final reality is not yet known. The final reality could be something even more disturbing. While these underreporting of assets and liabilities looks to be a certainty, it is also very clear that the true figures of group investments and group loans were also not reported, and so were not reported the actual position of losses incurred by the group year after year. That is why the small profit of 142 crores in March 2017 suddenly became a loss of almost 2000 crores in March 2018, and we are very sure that much more losses lie concealed. What has not been yet spoken, or the word that has not yet been used as we see in the media so far related to the ILFS scandal, is fraud. It has not yet been reported openly that the ILFS scandal is a fraudulent activity. To us, if you manipulate your financial statements, if you underreport your assets, you underreport your liabilities, you don't disclose your losses, you underreport your subsidiaries, you don't even inform correctly on the financial statements, the audited financial statements, the intergroup investments, loans, as well as monies given to each other, to us, it's a fraudulent conduct. And we would want to believe that as the investigation gathers pace, instances of misappropriation of funds, misuse of funds, and corruption will certainly come out, because that's the kind of character which is now appearing on the financial statements of ILFS. Now, in this entire saga of misreporting and misrepresentation, window dressing and cooking of the books of accounts, the direct beneficiaries of such a crime were, of course, the directors of ILFS, who carried away handsome and huge salaries. Their salaries in 2018 were to the tune of 47 crores. They carried away huge salaries, of course, showing sterling performance on the basis of window dressed financial statements. Financial statements which were utterly wrong and which did not show the true and fair state of affairs. But what aided them in this exercise certainly is collusion of the auditors. And the auditors too were very looked after. In financial year 2017, the auditors were paid an audit fees, an audit remuneration of 15.9 crores. So, to us it is evident that even the auditors were looked after for not reporting or not raising the red flags. It was a clear case of collusion according to us. The auditors benefited, the directors benefited, both of them indulged in the formation or presentation of manipulated and wrong financial statements, and by virtue of the fact that they signed a statement which was wrong and they were both handsomely rewarded, both the directors as well as the auditors, to us it is a case of both of them being direct beneficiaries in this crime. Let us see where do the investigation lead us to, and let us see how soon would ILFS be called a giant fraud, which it is. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.